EntertainmentNerds.com podcast does not reflect opinions of Entertainment Nerds, its management, its employees, you, me, or anyone you know. Be gold on too. There we go. The disclaimer is getting even shorter every week because we're working hard to serve you better. My name is Adam. I am here as your guide through the Entertainment Earth podcast. By guide, I mean I am a person who will be reading off notes that I have scribbled together poorly for your enjoyment. This week we'll be looking at movies, TV, games, Star Wars, and more great stuff that you'll be kind of glad you heard about. So thank you for your kind indulgence. I will be getting started momentarily, and as always, if you have any questions, please save them for the end of the show, because I'm not listening. Movies. This week, a few movies are opening up, but let's face it, only one's probably going to matter at the box office, and that would be Shrek the Third. This 800-pound cinematic gorilla is having pretty bad reviews so far. We really haven't heard much about the other movies opening up, because no one probably cares. We don't plan on seeing Shrek the Third, and odds are neither do you. But maybe you will, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. Spider-Man 3 was number one last weekend, and next weekend we have the third Pirates of the Caribbean movie coming out, and reviews for that one aren't too positive either. But I'll be going to see Pirates anyway. Shrek, not so much. So that's it for movies this week. TV. Star Wars. You heard that right. Star Wars TV. StarWars.com has revealed a poster featuring the upcoming Clone Wars animated TV series logo and several of the characters. You can see Anakin, Obi-Wan, some clones, Yoda, Shaak-Ti with a green lightsaber, I think. I'm not sure who the Jedi is in the background. But this is going to be given out at Celebration 4. Visit StarWars.com to see it, and you'll be seeing them on TV soon. There's no release date in sight, but word through the grapevine says that several episodes are already very nearly complete, and it could debut as early as 2008. I guess it'll probably be up to all the merchandising partners being ready to go, right? Also, according to top-secret sources in my bedroom, I have been tipped off that Joel McHale, the great star of the E! Network program The Soup, is coming to be on NBC on the Americanized version of the BBC show The It Crowd, or the IT Crowd, as they are tech people. I am now finding out that the show will probably air as a mid-season replacement, so expect to see it as another attempt to recreate The Office's Lightning in a Bottle. I hear the show is great. Joel McHale is very funny. You may have seen him in his 3 seconds of Spider-Man 2. He's a good guy, and we look forward to it. The pilot's already been shot, and maybe it'll leak to YouTube. Toys. Oh, there's a lot of toy news this week. Let's start with Marvel. Entertainment Earth has posted 3 new images of nifty new superhero squad items. Galactus and a Sentinel are 2 giant-sized figures that look, well, you really just got to see them. Trust me. There's also a Superhero Squad 8-pack, which features the first-ever Superhero Squad Spider-Man in comic book styling colors. Sure, it's a movie repaint, but the whole box is a box of repaints, and they're very nice repaints. You can even get War Machine. Take a look. It's a good item for the price. Zombie Hulk action figure coming from Diamond. Also, Marvel Zombie Mini-Mate box coming from Diamond. If you like Marvel Zombies, there's plenty of stuff. Don't forget that Marvel Zombie Spider-Man and Colonel, not Captain America, is also coming later this year. Goonies! Mezco Toys is going to make at least 5 action figures based on the classic adventure film. They will be scaled from the 7-inch sloth figure and will also include Mikey, Mouth, Data, and I wrote sloth because I'm an idiot. It's Chunk is the other figure. So those will be coming later this year. Entertainment Earth has a case available for order, and you can, of course, see the pictures there or on the spotlight page for this podcast. Battlestar Galactica. We know everyone loves Battlestar Galactica, and finally, you can order some more stuff. Diamond will be producing a 6 mini bust, a 6 action figure, and an action figure assortment. The 6 mini bust is limited to a tiny, paltry, pathetic 1,000 pieces. So if you want one, you should probably have ordered it yesterday to get yours. Star Trek. Diamond has also announced a limited edition version of the Enterprise as it appeared in the pilot episode, The Cage. It's a little different from the show vehicle that you're used to. Got a couple more guns, it's painted a little bit differently, and it's also limited to 3,000 pieces. It's available for pre-order at Entertainment Earth today, and of course I'm required to tell you that because that's where the podcast is coming from. I think it's $39.99, and it looks pretty good. The picture I don't think is up on the website as I record this, but I have seen the picture, and it is a nice vehicle. Deep Space Nine figures of Ezri Dax, Jadzia Dax, Benjamin Sisko, and Odo are also coming out, and they're up for pre-order, and your visibility on fine websites everywhere. Star Wars. Okay, strap in for this one, because we got to clarify some stuff, announce some new stuff, and vaguely tiptoe around something. First, there will be new Star Wars Hasbro products available to order on Entertainment Earth by May 19th. I am recording this on May 18th in the morning, which means that sometime between now and May 19th, you will find new Star Wars Hasbro products that you have not seen before. These are not the items I told you about last week. They're new. Different. As far as I know, nobody's seen these yet. Or if you have seen them, you're very lucky. Anyway, keep checking back the site to see those. I'm very excited about them. I can tell you that I'm already going to be putting my pre-order in pretty much immediately because, oh my God, they're cool. You got to trust me on this one. Also, don't forget, if you're one of those people who likes to pre-order your cases from Entertainment Earth, they are first come, first serve, as in the first person who orders is the first person who gets their case. You want to be the first person to order. Trust me, you absolutely do. So keep watching and reloading Friday night and Saturday morning. Also, I mentioned last week that there will be a new, never-before-seen figure coming in the next Entertainment Earth catalog, and a lot of discussion has popped up online. Hi, forum people! The good news is I can let out a little bit more information to debunk everything you're speculating. So far, no one's even close. It's not a droid. It's not a Battlefront item. It's not a director in a flannel shirt. It's not even a character you're going to find on Wikipedia yet, so speculating, probably futile. I can also say that it's more than a single action figure when you order the item, and if you divide up the price of everything you get in this item, it may be the best value you'll find in exclusive all year, as in the lowest price per item in the set from a Hasbro exclusive. It is a very good value, and you know, you can't always say that about a lot of exclusives. When you know, last year or 2 years ago, you were paying $12.99 for Darth Vader with some flames on him at Target. This is nowhere near that bad of a deal, actually. You'll probably be very happy with what this costs. So, more details will be revealed on or about June 2nd. I say about because you never know when things get revealed earlier because of things being leaked or these things happen. Finally, for Star Wars anyway, good news for you Titanium fans out there, both Battlestar Galactica and Star Wars Titanium fans. Hasbro let us know that we can start taking orders or take orders again on the final three assortments of the Titanium series action figures, which to date are not available in the United States of America, and as far as I can tell, will not be picked up by most stores. These include figures of a Cylon, as well as Jango Fett, Darth Maul, and Luke Skywalker in his snowspeeder gear. And if you missed it, we still have the assortment with the Clone Trooper, General Grievous, and C-3PO coming in and out of stock all the time on Entertainment Earth, so if you want to order that set, all of these are probably never going to show up at Toys R Us, KB, Target, Walmart, what have you, or if they do, it's going to be a very long time, as most stores have wisely discontinued the line because it doesn't sell very well. We'll be ordering a limited number of them, and as such, you can get them from us. Wholesale or retail, wholesale through e-distribution, which if you have a store, you should order from. I recommend you order them. I'm going to be ordering them too because I want my metal Jango Fett, and I'm betting so do you. Transformers. Hasbro has officially confirmed they are now dropping the release date on the deluxe-sized toys, no doubt as a result of several stores, cough, cough, Target, dropping the street dates on their own anyway. These toys include figures like Wreckage, Jazz, a Bumblebee, and Scorponok, as well as others. Other crappy toys. Toys like Swindle. You can find these in your local stores now, unless they've already sold through. Target will also be having an exclusive $20-size RoboVision Optimus Prime on June 2nd. It's packaged in robot mode and is very brightly colored, so it's different than the normal release, and as far as I can tell, the toy itself is the same except for colors, so pick your favorite coloring. A new Transformers movie trailer was posted yesterday on Yahoo and elsewhere. Go see it, won't you? Games. Well, there's a lot of game stuff going on this week, but all I can say is if you're not already reading Joystick, 1UP, or GameSpot, you should, because they're having a Prince of Persia remake coming, and they got pictures, and it's real cool. There's news on the Puzzle Fighter port for Xbox and the PS3. There's just a lot of good stuff out there, and you should know about it, so go look about it.
New at Entertainment Earth!
I just love the echo. Entertainment Earth, as you know, I've mentioned them a few times this week already, and we have to mention an ad, so I need to tell you, yes you, you can save big on anime girls this week, as well as Star Wars replicas and other items in this week's weekly specials. It's very important that you buy stuff from the weekly specials. Otherwise, an angel does not get its wings. Also, be sure to check out those new Star Wars items I mentioned earlier. They're going to be launched by May 19th. It is worth your while to keep watching the site. Just do it. Trust me. Seriously, folks. I'm not here fooling around. Anyway, Toy of the Week! I am glad to say that this week's Toy of the Week is unfortunately out of the range of my arm, so I have to walk over and get it. I will talk loudly. Hopefully you can still hear me while I get it. I am getting it. Here we are. I am walking back over toward the computer. I am now sitting down. There you go. Aren't you excited to get the play-by-play? I have it. It's in my hand. It is Hot Wheels from Mattel. It is the Batmobile. They basically made a 1966 TV series Batmobile based on the original George Barris designs. If you don't know who George Barris is, he has a little custom shop in Burbank, which I drive by when I meet my wife for lunch, and it's very neat. He does a lot of custom cars for TV and the movies, and he actually got to approve this very design. It's a 1955 Lincoln Futura, and it's got the little rocket on the back, the blue bubble top, the Batman logo on the side. It unfortunately does not have painted headlights, but the good thing about this little Batmobile, which is number 15 of 36, if you're looking on the pegs at your store, you just have to look for a yellow stripe package with the number 15 on it, and if it's a 2007 edition, you got it. It's a good item for a dollar. It really is. I believe it's the first ever Barris Batmobile collectible released in a Mattel format, you know, as a toy. Other Batmobiles similar to this design have been released in Superpowers and other lines over the years, but this is the first Hot Wheels car. I'm holding it in my hand now. I haven't opened it yet, I'm sorry to say, because I just got it yesterday, and I want to take a picture of it for 16bit.com first, but I'm lazy, I probably won't do it, so I should probably just go ahead and open it. But anyway, it has rolling wheels, blue bubble top. I don't know what this gray thing is in the back. It's very good for a dollar, though. I cannot tell you, unfortunately, which case it comes in, because I do not know. Entertainment Earth sells a number of Mattel Hot Wheels assortments, and each case has 72 cars in it, but they're kind of random in that we don't know really what comes in each box until it shows up. We just know that it's this revision for this month, and it has what it has in it. So if you want to order cases of Hot Wheels, of course, you can do so at Entertainment Earth, but I can't guarantee you that any of them or all of them will have the Batmobile. If you order them all, you'll probably get at least one, but that's going to cost you a lot of money, and you don't really want to do that. You know, I should say you should buy it from Entertainment Earth. This is something you'll probably better find at a store because it's a dollar. You really, you know, can't compete with getting something for a dollar and buying a whole case unless you're a Hot Wheels collector, in which case you want all the other stuff anyway, including the treasure hunts, and you should order a case. But it's a very nice little vehicle. I've been looking for it for the past couple of months at pretty much every toy store I go to, and I've only just now found one. So either it's just starting to come out in big numbers, or all the scalpers have since moved on. Because on eBay, when I see these, they're sold in lots of 10. So whoever's buying them is buying a whole bunch at once and being really annoying about it. There are a number of variations, which I do not follow closely, in packaging and deco. So if you want to look those up, you can find them. Just search on Barris Batmobile Hot Wheels on Google, and you'll find out about this sort of thing. I can't say enough nice things about it. For a dollar, I mean, how many good collectibles can you get for a dollar these days? Unless it's at a garage sale, pretty much nothing. So if you like Batman, you like Adam West's Batmobile, you got to get this. It's based on that TV series, and there's so few items for it because of all the licensing issues. So do yourself a favor and buy it. The package also says that 1/43rd and 1/18th scale models are coming out of the TV Batmobile in the fall of 2007. This is sort of true. We've been told by Mattel that they won't be coming out until 2008, most likely. And you can order them now at Entertainment Earth. There are no pictures yet, but you can place an order. So you can get in line for those, and you probably will want to. That's all for this week. What else do I want to tell you about since I have your attention? Other podcasts. I should mention every now and again other shows I listen to. 60 Second Science from Scientific American. You might say, that sounds kind of nerdy. I don't really care. Well, you will, because if they have more headlines like this one, you just have to tune in. And this week, for example, on May 18th, the title of the show was "The Positive Side of a Herpes Infection." Now, I can't make this stuff up. That's very funny. And it actually goes on to talk about the immune system and stuff in a minute. And hey, that's entertaining stuff. Even if you don't know half of what they're talking about, they have to make it simple to understand because they only have 60 seconds to tell you about it. So you'll have something to talk about in your science classes or at lunch or whatever. So since you're already listening to this podcast, I'd highly recommend you listen to a couple more. And this is a very good one. You know, you might actually learn something. Whereas here, I'm just babbling about toys that are designed for small children and my buying them. Which I guess is entertaining for people. It's entertaining for me, of course. But, yeah. Master Replicas, I need to tell you, has announced that they are not picking up the Star Wars license. This is very interesting news because they've done wonderful work in the past several years making lightsabers and guns and prop replicas. And starting the end of 2007, Star Wars is no longer going to be one of their licenses. As far as I know, they're still going to be working on stuff for Disney and Star Trek, which are they're doing some great work on those. But if you want an FX lightsaber, and if you don't have one, you absolutely want to get an FX lightsaber. We have a lot of Entertainment Earth, and you can get them at Borders and other places too. Get one. No, seriously, get one. It's the best lightsaber replica money can buy because it looks like a prop replica for the handle. It has this big blade that sticks out of it, and it lights up and has sounds, and it's awesome, and it makes all your friends' Hasbro lightsabers look like crap. Don't get me wrong. I like the Hasbro lightsabers, especially the spring-loaded ones that pop out, but this Master Replicas one is just so much better, but that's why it costs over $100. If you have the money and you have a child to spoil or your inner child to spoil, get one. I have a Darth Vader one myself. I love it. It's wonderful because I'm a dork. To review this week, other stuff you need to know. There will be new Star Wars and Hasbro stuff on entertainmentearth.com on May 19th and June 2nd. And maybe more, I can't say. June 2nd is going to be a big day because it's the embargo date for all the Transformers products as well as other items I can't even announce yet. So you want to keep your eyes peeled on Entertainment Earth for that sort of thing. And I forgot to mention that we also posted a new series of Transformers Titanium Series vehicles involving the Titanium War Within Grimlock and Sound Blaster, who includes Ravage. Sound Blaster is the Japan-only character of Soundwave, rebuilt as a black Transformer, as in the blue parts are black. He looks really cool, and you should probably look into it if you like the Titanium Series, which some people do, and some people not so much. I think that's really all for this week now. I crammed a lot of show in, and looking at the time, this may not even be one of our longer shows. So I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully you listened very closely. I'm sorry if I talk too fast when I get excited. I do that, and this was a very exciting week because I had lots of stuff to tell you about, and I'm very happy to do so. Listen to it again if you missed stuff, but seriously, dude, if you're a Star Wars fan, get your wallets ready. It's going to be a very good couple of weeks. Also, last thing I swear, Rebelscum.com has posted in and out of packet shots of the two Celebration 4 Hasbro Star Wars exclusives. They are wonderful. I hope I can get some myself due to various scheduling conflicts. I can't go to Celebration 4. So, hey, buddy, you know who you are. Please help pick me one up. Thank you. I appreciate it. And Jason, congratulations on your wedding. May you and Stephanie be happy forever or longer than forever, hopefully, because that's how long weddings last. I hope you have a great wedding this weekend, guys. And I will see you all of you in internet land, next week, most likely. The week after, I'll probably be off due to a meeting thing, but I'll let you know more about that later. Happy weekend!